This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. The economy is kind of a weird puzzle right now, right? Like, who knows where a lot of the pieces are? But we do have some of them. We know interest rates are rising, the job market is robust, and in the next week or so, the picture will become even clearer after big banks, airlines, and consumer-facing companies report their third-quarter earnings. And today, we got this, the Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Business. Believe it or not, small business confidence went up for the third straight month. Inflation and labor are their biggest gripes. But there was one thing that stood out to us. More than half of all small businesses, 56%, have made capital expenditures in the last 6 months, buying equipment for their production lines or more vehicles for a service fleet. That's the highest since March of this year. And while it's below pre-pandemic levels, Marketplace's Justin Ho explains how that's still a pretty telling puzzle piece.
For some businesses, capital expenditures can be about trying to survive in a tough market. That's the story at 21st Amendment Brewery in the San Francisco Bay Area.
We actually bought 8 new fermenting vessels.
That's Nico Freccia, the brewery's co-founder. He says beer sales have struggled this year. Consumers are cutting back, and competition keeps growing. So his new vessels will let the brewery start branching out beyond craft beer and into things like non-alcoholic beer and hop water.
You know, we are realizing, like a lot of small brewers, that you're not necessarily going to continue to grow your business significantly just with craft beer. So you have to expand into other areas.
More equipment can help a business work around the tight labor market, too.
We have had a big challenge getting staff. So, you know, more equipment does make you more efficient. It does potentially make it easier to operate with fewer people.
Small businesses usually borrow to make capital expenditures. Holly Waite with the National Federation of Independent Business says with interest rates rising, some businesses are borrowing now instead of later.
Thinking through what financing might look like in the next few months may have accelerated those who were thinking about it but hadn't gone through with purchasing.
Not every business needs to borrow. Steve Chu co-owns 2 fast casual sandwich shops in Baltimore called Ekiben, and he's about to open a third.
We're like a month or two out, and yeah, so we've had to buy a bunch of equipment.
That includes refrigerators, ranges, and fryers. And Chu is buying all of it with cash, which means he doesn't care about interest rates. On one hand, he says he feels like he's going broke, but on the other?
What we're seeing in the restaurant scene is like a big pivot from fine dining to more like fast casual, lower price point.
And opening a third location, chock full of shiny new equipment, will let him capitalize on that pivot. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.